Matt Johnson back with more of the halftime programming as the Yellow Jackets taking on Northwestern here in UMass Conference action. I now have the pleasure of being joined by senior keeper Dalton Van Canel. Dalton, thanks for taking some time to talk with us here on our halftime programming. It's been a great year for you guys, obviously. Clinched another share of the UMass Conference crown this year. You guys were expected, of course, in the preseason poll to win the UMass, but it must be feel at least somewhat gratifying now that you guys were able to achieve that. And now with the tournament coming up, I suppose you guys are probably mostly focusing on just sharpening things, some things up, and hopefully make another trip to the NCAA tournament here.
Yeah, we're definitely focusing on sharpening some things up for the NCAA tournament, but we're also focusing on this next game Tuesday, against Northwestern, just to really finish things off and make sure that we don't have to share this title. Make sure that this title is all ours, and then we go into our conference play for the tournament and then do our job there, get through that, and then really sharpening things up for that right now, and then just sharpening those extra things up just for that NCAA tournament, try to make a deep run this year.
I know that each season is a little bit different in terms of stages. You guys obviously returning as UMass Conference champions last year, won a game in the NCAA tournament. First team in UMass history to do that. And also returning a lot of players from last year, so expectations were naturally high for this team. With that having been said, do you feel like you guys have reached all those expectations and all the goals that you set forth, at least at this point in the season?
Yeah, I think the start may have been a little rocky. We had a couple things going on with the team and everything, but like after that we welcomed the new guys, all the transfers, the freshmen, and we really became that team that we kind of were last year. Obviously, it's not going to be the same team. It's always a new team every year. But we really pushed ourselves to get to a level of teamship and just being like a family. And I think since then, it's just been going up and up ever since. And like trainings have been better, games have been better. And I think at the start of the season, we were too much expected to be like last year with all the returning guys. Whereas this year, we just needed to make our whole new identity for our team since we are a new team. So I think we've done well with that.
Well, it's interesting, too, looking at it. You guys didn't lose a whole lot from last year, but you did lose a couple defenders. A.J. Olson came back, and I'm now speaking for you, of course, being a keeper. You're, on the back line with guys like A.J. in the middle. Brought back Felix Blick, but you also had to work in a few new starters. Blake Hansen just took some time out there. Also, Scott Wilson came in to help kind of spell the middle after Hugo Roos graduated last year. Just give us a sense on how you feel like that has gone, that transition has gone from adding some new guys to that back line for you for the Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, it was definitely something we had to work on right from the start of the season. Scott instantly came in, and you could tell he was kind of like that center back that was loud and would he'd direct you where to go. He's very good on the ball and everything, very calm, which helps with AJ and me in the back. I mean, being like the spine of the team, it helps so I can communicate through him up the field. And then Hansen has stepped up big this year. Not easy going from a winger up top last year to being a left back this year, but he stepped up huge, and I think everyone on the team is pretty proud of what he's done and how he stepped into that role.
Yeah, he's done a very good job there. Like you said, not an easy transition at all to go from a striker on the outside to going outside back position, which he's done pretty darn effectively. Now turning this game today against Northwestern. It's a team you guys are familiar with. Obviously, you see them every year, and it's a team that usually is pretty hard-nosed. They're usually, middle of the pack, upper division UMAC finisher, usually in the conference race. And they're probably going to be looking to come in here and kind of spoil the party for you guys since you're trying to win it outright here today. What do you think is the biggest key to coming out and having good performance against the Eagles today?
I think just doing what we do best and just playing to our strengths, not getting sucked into their game. They're going to probably try and come out, be a little more physical, try and maybe come into some challenges a little late, try and get in our heads a little bit. And I think if we really just focus on us and do what we know what we can do, just play the ball out wide, through the middle, we can do it any way that we know we can. Get it to our guys up top who have been having great years all around, and they'll put a few away.
All right, Dalton, well, thanks for your time, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
That was senior keeper Dalton Van Canel. We'll come back with more halftime programming right after this. This is Yellow Jacket Men's Soccer on 91.3 FM, KUWS Superior.